Good morning and welcome to Equity Insider, your daily news source for equities and global market news. Today's market news presentation has been produced on behalf of Avant Technologies Incorporated, trading under the ticker symbol OTCQB AVAI. In today's news in focus, we analyze gene therapy and the five biotech stocks chasing the $36 billion prize. The cell and gene therapy sector is projected to reach $39.61 billion by 2034, growing at a 17.98% compound annual rate as precision-based therapies address previously untreatable genetic disorders. Manufacturing breakthroughs in viral vector delivery are now enabling scalable production of these therapies, driving capital inflows from investors betting on functional cures rather than lifelong symptom management. Avant Technologies is developing cell-based therapies for diabetes, aging, and chronic diseases using a proprietary encapsulation technology that protects genetically modified therapeutic cells from immune rejection. The company operates through two strategic joint ventures focused on addressing massive global health markets. The first, with Insulinova Incorporated, is a partnership with SG Eustria Pintuol Ltd., through which Avant is developing treatments for type 1 and insulin-dependent type 2 diabetes. The approach centers on a cell encapsulation technology that allows genetically modified insulin-producing cells to survive long-term in the body without being susceptible to any immune system attacks. This solves a fundamental problem that historically required patients to take lifelong immunosuppressive drugs with serious side effects. Avant's second joint venture with Clathonova partners with Singapore-based Austrianova to develop anti-aging therapies and treatments for age-related diseases that restore circulating A-Clotho levels using genetically modified human cells that overexpress the Clotho protein. Research from the Mayo Clinic shows declining A-Clotho levels are associated with arterial stiffness, endothelial dysfunction, and vascular calcification. Viewers are reminded that this news presentation is provided with no recommendation or advice. Viewers should seek professional financial advice when dealing in the buying and selling of regulated securities by an authorized and licensed professional. Thank you for watching and for your continued reading. Goodbye.